There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's not a good way to start a sentence, or perhaps to start an hour of conversation, but you know, it's time for us to once again in this hour bring you up to date with what's going on. It's Thursday, the 23rd, 4/23/15. I'm Doug Steffen with Molly Page and Ken Kessler as we overview the things that have been going on with an emphasis on what's good if we can find it. So let's see what we can find that's good in the latest shooting of a man by the police, this time in Queens. Last night, the man shot a gun inside a bar at officers who had been pursuing him. So that right away sets things up for a bad ending. I guess there's not much other. You shoot at the police, I think they're probably going to shoot back at you. What do you think?
Yeah.
Better than 50-50 chance of that, right?
Most likely. I think that's a good bet.
All right, so the police got a call just before 9:30 last night about a shooting inside of the Irish Hillside Inn and Bar on 168th Street in Jamaica. Not Jamaica, that Jamaica, but the Jamaica in Queens. Officers from the nearby precincts came in, witnesses told them about this fellow who was inside the bar. And so the officers went inside, tried to engage him. He ran, went out 168th Street, turned right on Highland Avenue. Those of you who have GPS, you can follow this. Met by other police officers, he stopped, faced the officers, fired several shots. Then he ran. Police said he turned and fired. Yeah, I'm reading the details, and the reason I'm reading the details is because the details are very detailed. And it makes me think that the police in some jurisdictions may be learning their lesson. You think I'm reading too much into this, Kenny, or not?
I don't know if they're learning their lesson or if it's just that some cops are better than others.
Ah, there we go. Okay, so anyway, Molly, you're the news person. What do you get out of this fellow? I'm looking, he's a younger man, right? 30 years old and white. And so... by the way, no officers were wounded in the shooting from what I can see. The guy just went bananas, did he? What's the history? What does anybody know about this fellow who just turned 30 on Sunday?
Well, first of all, we're getting most of this from eyewitnesses and the police report. So there's still a lot to develop as when these things happen.
More
information comes down.
Right.
And so far, it just kind of looks like he did go a little bananas in a bar, which is highly unusual.
Right. Never expect that to happen in a bar. No.
Yeah.
Especially a bar that's, what is this, an Irish bar? Wasn't this an Irish Hillside Pub? Never expect anybody to go nuts in there.
No.
Right.
So I think, I mean, it doesn't right now. It's a white guy. It doesn't look like the cops were off base here.
Mm-hmm.
They did chase him. There was a gun found. But I would imagine there'll be more developments over the next 24 hours.
So it's appropriate for police to come. This is how this stuff is getting parsed now. It is. I'm not asking the question. I'm telling you that when a guy walks in, this sounds like this guy walks into a bar. Have you seen those blueberry bars that you get in Trader Joe's?
Oh, yeah. Blueberry walks into a bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An apple walks into a bar?
Yeah.
You haven't seen those, Kenny?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, neither the apple nor the blueberry went into the bar, but this fella did. And he had a gun, and he was waving it around, and so they call the police in the bar, and police come to investigate. All of that seems to be pretty appropriate. I don't know that you're going to be able to pick this apart like some of the other ones, the Baltimore thing especially. All right, so speaking of Baltimore, more tension last night. His name is Freddie Gray, for those of you who don't remember. Critically injured while in police custody last weekend. Demonstrations across the city. A lot of people are afraid of the police in Baltimore. So this is from the Sandtown district. I don't know. I worked in Baltimore for a while. I'm trying to remember where I can about Sandtown. West Baltimore, public housing, that sort of thing. It looks like the normal sort of city development that a lot of people who don't make a lot of money live there. Is that, do you think that's accurate? Does that sound accurate? Not a great neighborhood.
Yeah,
not friendly. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, there are, the thing that I saw yesterday that I wondered about was the report from a couple of Gray's friends when interviewed by the news media. Suggestion is, in our neighborhood, people run every day from the police. Why wouldn't you run when every time you turn, you're getting harassed? Why stop when you already know what they're going to do to you?
And
rough
there is
you
no,
up, throw you on the ground?
There's no law against making eye contact and running.
No.
Right?
Not that I know of.
Otherwise, we'd all get arrested for playing dodgeball.
Right. Yeah. Or worse, when we don't. Well, I'm going to keep at the police. So anyway, the demonstrators closed off on ramps to a couple of the highways in and out of the city. There are a lot of black ministers who are getting involved. Surprisingly, no sign of Al Sharpton yet. Maybe he's out of town. Anyway, good cop, bad cop. At the end of the day, nobody in their right mind thinks all police are bad. It's just that some are bad. That's the theme. And I go back to the New York thing for a minute. In New York, and I don't just base this on watching Blue Bloods every Friday night, it would seem to me, and whether it plays out or it doesn't, or maybe the same odds are there as not, but it doesn't seem to me that the police in New York are as, I mean, there are certainly incidents, but how many police are there? Like 35,000 police in New York, aren't there? Some crazy number, like a whole city inside a city. I think there are 35 or 40,000 police in New York, if I'm not mistaken. That's a lot of people to manage. So Tom Selleck's doing an extraordinarily good job, or Commissioner Reagan's doing a good job. In Los Angeles, I think there are only 14,000, 15,000 police, and most of them in cars. In New York, most of them are on their feet. Isn't that, it's just, people always compare New York, L.A., New York. And the guy who's commissioner of police in New York at the moment used to be police commissioner in Los Angeles. And before that, he was the commissioner of police in New York. So he pretty much understands what's going on. He's a good police officer, and he does a good job there. So I'm guessing that at least the sensitivities in New York are stronger than they might be in Baltimore. And so whether that makes a difference or not, it's an observation. Go ahead.
Sorry. According to the NYPD site, 34,500 in uniform.
Okay. All right. And just for the heck of it, look at L.A., will you please?
Sure.
888. See how close I was in numbers. 888-302-3684. Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, and Facebook.com/Gooday is a social media connection. Twitter, Gooday. Kenny, anything on these sorts of things? Police protests, Baltimore, Mr. Gray. Yesterday, Mr. Gray, I think, trended number one on our side, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. There's still plenty of comments. Debbie says, people shouldn't be a drug dealer. Don't resist arrest, and maybe you won't get hurt.
Was Freddie Gray a drug dealer?
I don't know if that's... I don't know.
I haven't seen that either.
They certainly didn't know that. They weren't looking for him.
No. Okay, so what else?
Phyllis says, Baltimore police are investigating themselves now. That's what we call absolute power, which corrupts absolutely. Exactly what the Gestapo had.
How do you investigate yourself? Never, that was like the Justice Department investigating itself last year.
Yeah.
Foolishness. Nothing's going to come out of that. Wasted. It's insulting, actually, that they... Don't you find that it's like having dirt someplace you can't get at it and wash it off? It's that. That's not... You don't do it that way. I don't want to see people do that. Anyway, keep going.
Dennis says it's getting very hard to trust law enforcement.
Yeah, well, that's a general statement that may be not accurate. It's hard to trust many police officers, and maybe with that goes our mistrust of the system, which is a sign of a sick society. The system, we are responsible for allowing the system to get to wherever it is. We are responsible for all the corruption. You look at yourself in the mirror, and when you complain about things, if you don't do something about it, for example, in my community of Framingham, all kinds of people upset about assessing taxes, the Board of Health, the town manager is abusing his authority, blah, 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 and 7% of the eligible voters turned out to vote at the local elections that determine who runs the town 2.5 weeks ago. So how is there a basis for I don't like what's going on, and yet I don't do anything about fixing it? You're screwing yourself. And that's how Citizens United happens. That's how all these Supreme Court rulings happen, because the wrong people get elected to these positions, and then when they appoint people to positions of power, I'm beginning to wonder whether the Supreme Court should be an elected position. Well, maybe it is in a sense, because they got to go through Senate confirmation, but it's just, we get a lot of bad people because we deserve a lot of bad people because we're talking a lot and not doing anything really that's action-oriented. Action, action. Remember Action Jackson? We need action on these things. It's 18 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. A free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid, pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, April 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The J.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I know this song.
You know this song, Richie?
Hey!
What's the matter with your mind and your mind and your heart so divine?
Song. This date, 1974, the group playing American Indian Swamp Rock, what I remember being called Swamp Rock, came from L.A. in 1968. Lolly and Pat Vegas, they are brothers, have been studio musicians, worked on the old Shindig program. Then there was Anthony Bellamy and Peter DePoe, members of the group Redbone, had another hit, The Witch Queen of New Orleans. Remember that?
Yeah, great stuff.
Come and get your love, Richie. Crank it up.
Down it.
Yep. Just for fun, we haven't done this. Like to do it maybe once a week if we have time. Go through the top five songs from this date, a particular year. Let's go back to 1985. By the way, Redbone number one during this week in 1974. DeBarge, the family DeBarge, was in the number five position with Rhythm of the Night during this week in 1985. As music is our focus here, and pretty much every hour, this portion of the hour is devoted to music because it's such an important part of all of our lives. Crank it up, Richie. Because I don't really want to play much of the next song.
Caribbean disco.
Yeah. All right, that's number five from this week in 1985. Number four belonged to Phil Collins. Okay, that's enough of that. Number three.
Oh, that feels good stuff.
Nah, this is a terrible song.
Well, hey, this isn't a whole lot.
Oh, and the next one's not much better. A little better, but not much. Number three, actually, this is an okay song. Number three this week, 1985, belonged to Lionel and the Commodores.
Was still in the band at this point, Ken?
No. 85 gone?
He's gone.
Why did you have to? Nobody would have known that. If you had, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Nobody would have known that had you not pointed it out. Why did you have to be such a... What? But, okay. So the audience didn't know it.
Right. Where do you rate me on a scale of intelligence, 1 to 10?
1.
Okay. So if 1 knows that Lionel Richie wasn't in the band at this point, I'm pretty sure someone else figured it out.
Okay. Number 2 song this week, 1985. Madame Madonna. Ciccone, is that how you pronounce your last name, Molly? You know?
Ciccone.
Ciccone?
Yeah.
Ciccone.
I'm sure she would love Ciccone.
Ciccone. Crazy for you.
If you ever get a chance to meet her, I'd walk up to her and kiss her hand and say,
Miss Ciccone.
How are you doing?
Ciccone. All right, let's make way for the number one song. I always confuse this because there are a couple of songs. This wasn't the time of year. The other song that you think sounds like this came out around Christmas time, if I remember correctly. This is, was it Easter? When was it, Kenny?
When the song came out?
Yeah. No. When there was a... There was one of them came out at Christmas time. One of the other ones is
right.
Like this, right?
Yeah.
Hi. USA for Africa, We Are the World, number one during this week in 1985. The most universal song, most terrific message, just great stuff.
Was he a Weird Al Yankovic in this Ken?
Him too.
I don't think so.
Sure.
28 after on Good Day.
He missed an opportunity.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The professional morning radio program, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with professional Molly Page, professional Ken Kessler, and I guess I would call myself a professional, a pro.
Sure.
Been doing this a couple of years, a little while. So how do you feel about this? Those of you who love men and women in uniform, former CIA director and big-time military person David Petraeus, who you remember had a career destroyer messing around with his biographer. Affairs sometimes do it. He'll be sentenced today in federal court in Charlotte, North Carolina, for giving his girlfriend classified material whilst she was working on a book about him. Is it all coming back to you now? Remember?
Yep.
That story?
Oh, yeah.
Petraeus is going to appear in court. 2 months ago, he agreed to plead guilty to a misdemeanor. So, what happens? The agreement carries a possible sentence of up to a year in the jailhouse and also maybe 2 years of probation and a $40,000 fine. Judge doesn't have to do that. He could impose a prison sentence. I'm betting he won't. I don't know anything about the judge, but it serves no purpose, as in many of these cases. I'm not singling Petraeus out. I'm just saying in any case like this, white-collar crime, and this is sort of a white-collar crime, is it not? Nobody got hurt. So why would you send somebody to jail? This is about the penal system. This isn't about Petraeus. This isn't about his particular circumstance. It's just, in general, my feeling about the system. Let's talk about what works in the penal system. Shall we do that? Let's, in our own minds, think about what you know. How many of you have ever been in jail? Raise your hands. Any of you? I don't mean Molly, necessarily, and Kenny. Although it would be interesting. Kenny, you ever been in jail?
I have not.
Molly, you have been in jail?
Not yet.
No. Okay.
Still young.
Yes, that's true.
Anything could happen.
When you get to be my age, you'll have been in there at least once. I've been in jail twice in my life.
Just getting started. Wait, what?
I have been in jail twice in my life.
Protesting?
No. Well, I protested the treatment that I got, yes. Well, no, that's not true. First time I was in jail,
I sort of protested the treatment. The second time I was in jail, I was treated well because I made a phone call before I went to jail.
And why? Why were you in jail?
Why was I in jail? Because I was guilty as sin of the horrible crime of being stopped by a policeman who didn't know what the system was, so he took my Social Security number and ran it instead of running. Well, it's a fairly short story. Kenny, you know the story. It happened about maybe 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago. I was driving down one of the streets close to the farm, and I had just changed the registration plates on my truck. So they had a different category. I had farm plates on, then I put commercial plates on, and I didn't realize commercial plates required that you have a sticker on a fuel tank that you had in your truck. It's a long sort of story. Bottom line is, policeman pulled me over, and he said, please, license or registration. Didn't know who I was. I didn't know who he was. Gave him my registration and license, and he came back and said, please step out of the truck. And I looked at him, and I said, okay, why am I getting out of the truck? Because I'm placing you under arrest. Why are you placing me under arrest? Well, that'll come in due time. And I said, no, I think I want to know now why you're putting me under arrest. And he said, well, I don't have to tell you that. I said, well, I am entitled to a phone call, and I'm going to make one right now. So I called the fellow who was the assistant to the chief in Framingham, and he answered the phone, and he knew me, and I knew him. I had supplied him with manure for his garden. That's how well we got along. That's how well we knew him.
How many people can say that?
Not many. So I said, Mike, two of your finest are here, and they have placed me under arrest. And he became very upset. He said, what's the problem? I said, I don't really know because they won't tell me what the problem is. So he said, pass the phone over to one of the officers. So he passed the phone over to the officer, and the officer said that I was guilty according to the information in the system of not serving on jury duty in 1988. Okay? So the officer gave the phone back to me, and Mike says, just come on down. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. I said, well, they want to tow my truck, and Charlotte, he knew Charlotte well, and Charlotte's in the front seat. They want to take her to the dog pound.
Oh, my God.
He said, give the phone back to the police officers. Police officers had the phone. He told them to leave the dog in the truck there. Because I called my fellows at the farm, which is only a mile up the road, and told them to come get the truck and take Charlotte home. Okay, so that was taken care of. But in the meantime, what I learned from talking to or not talking to the police officers, I was told that the chief at the time said everybody who gets arrested has to be handcuffed and put in shackles in the back seat of the police cruiser. No exceptions, because you don't know who you're arresting. Well, chances are, if you're trained well, and you look, and people are listening to this, and they're beginning to figure, wait a minute, I understand why Stefan doesn't like the police so much. And I don't know that it comes from stuff like this, but it really was a whole lot of time and a whole lot of effort, and it was really just plain police stupidity. They looked at my old, I didn't have a Massachusetts driver's license at the time. They looked at my address and pulled up the old license, which had long since been cleared. I was never guilty of not serving on a jury. In fact, when I went to court the next day, I brought with me a certificate from the court acknowledging not only was I a member of a jury, but I was the foreman of a jury. So the police officer looked stupid. The whole process, which now Mike, when I got to the police station, stayed with me for the 4.5 hours I had to sit there and wait for the booker to come. And I had to pay the booker $50 in order for me to get out of jail, because that's what bond was. And then all of that time and effort, plus Charlotte was in the truck by herself, and I mean, that was the most important thing as far as I was concerned, what's going on with Charlotte. Right. But the fact that they had the wrong information, and you know, they don't know me. Well, once they saw me sitting in the jail cell with the guy who's the assistant to the chief, somebody put two and two together and figured, maybe we went a little far with this. But it was too, it was already too far into it. I had been fingerprinted, I had been, my picture was taken, and I was in a jail cell. So
I think they didn't like your show. Because that sounds really extreme.
Yeah, it was
how
kind of extreme.
How crazy. Right. How crazy is that? And it right. probably happened to a lot of people.
Well, so the reason I tell you the story mm-hmm. is because when I went to the judge almost sentenced the police officer instead of me when he saw the information and saw how it had been arrived at. Instead of running my current driver's license, right. he took my address, which was on the registration for the truck, and that's what he ran. So, anyway, the point is that in this circumstance, it wouldn't have done me any good to go to jail. Right. I sat there for a while, and anybody who does, I mean, for if let's say I was convicted of having dodged being on a jury, is that punishable by some by going to jail? And does that make sense? Or would it be more effective to fine me $500 or whoever skips out on jail a jury duty? There's an appropriation of administrating justice that is lacking, and that's why the penal system is as screwed up in our country as it is, because we're not smart. There's no point to putting people in jail for crimes that don't hurt other people. You put people in jail who are a danger to society. A white-collar criminal who screws some company in Wall Street, or who somebody who doesn't pay their taxes, or who, all those things, why would you send those people to jail?
Well, what are you supposed to do? Just fine them?
Yeah. Take away their assets.
Well, yeah.
That hurt a lot more than going to jail.
But how
and then you go back to work and you make money again and be a contributor to society instead of being a drain on society. It costs $40,000 a year to keep somebody in a jail cell.
But Petraeus, this could be an entire show in itself, but Petraeus mm-hmm. did do things that could have possibly put the country in danger.
Really? What are they?
Well, yeah. I mean, he handed Paula Broadwell, when she was writing the book back in 2011, she was a biographer, classified materials that he had improperly kept from his time when he was a commander.
And those things were? What was included in all that?
The secret information in the black books were names of covert operatives, the coalition war strategy.
So the operatives were named in the information he gave to her?
According to Associated Press and ABC News, yes.
Yeah.
Discussions that he had with President Obama on national security, because they were a thing.
Yeah.
They had a thing, and he gave her these things. And he shouldn't have had those books anyway when he left office.
Bad judgment on his part. I still don't think putting him in jail does anything for anybody. It doesn't make our country more secure. Putting him in jail does not make our country more secure. And it's also fairly well known that most punishments metered out are not deterrents to crime. You think if Petraeus is put in jail, that'll keep the next guy in uniform who's having an affair with one of the people that he's associated with from giving her information that won't make him seem like he's an important guy and make him, therefore, much more valuable in bed?
No, it'll probably just make all the other people in jail uncomfortable.
Yeah. What did you start saying?
The next guy who comes along, if they basically, you know, give Petraeus a ticket and probation and nothing really happens to him except a little public humiliation, the next guy's going to go, why not? Big deal. I'll risk it.
Yeah. Good point.
And you think that's on people's minds when they do stupid stuff? You think that when a guy gets out a gun and shoots his wife, he's been thinking, oh, wait a minute, am I going to get caught? Aaron Hernandez, you think he thought before he shot the guy that he was going to get caught and I better not do this because I'm going to go to jail?
But how many more people would do it if there were no repercussions?
I don't think, I think the system is so screwy that it has very little impact. The penal system has little impact on what people's actions are. Although we would rather have, I think we take vengeance rather than we extract things. It's like the death penalty. The only reason it's any good is to have vengeance on the people who perpetrated the crime, and therefore it has some value at some point. If you commit a heinous crime, by definition, anybody who does stuff like this is insane anyway. But when you do something really horrible, you need to pay a horrible price. That's the kind of way.
But the death penalty is not a deterrent, according to statistics.
No, it isn't. Not at all. I'm not, in this circumstance, I'm not being a hypocrite. I'm just telling you this, I have a different point of view.
Yeah.
That I think the death penalty is usable. The system in Singapore or some of these other basic countries where, you know, you kind of eye for an eye.
Oh, my gosh, if you spit out your gum, you're going to jail or you're going to get caned.
Well, it's not that so much, but, you know, you have to take each one of them sort of as a separate case. But when somebody steals, they chop off their hands.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. That's a pretty good lesson. I think if I were in a system or a country and I knew if I stole something, I was going to chop. When I was in the 10th grade, I stole some candy corn, 25-cent bag of candy corn.
That was a good choice. Not the stealing, the candy corn.
I love candy corn.
Really?
So that was the only time I knowingly stole anything in my life. I got caught. Mr. Spar, who ran the store, said he was going to call my father. I said, please, please, please don't do that. What can I do to make it up? Can I sweep the floor? Can I clean the store? Can I do anything? Can I work for you for a month, a year? Please don't tell my father. And so he accommodated me by having me clean his store.
Oh, well, that was nice.
My father never knew about it. Actually, I told my father about it a long time. You know, when it's 40, he couldn't do anything to me then. So,
well, there's just be disappointed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Very disappointed in you, Doug Steffen.
Ah, terrible. All right. So anyway, back to Petraeus. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Let's talk about what his. Let's not do a lot of what ifs. Let's wait and see what the sentence is today, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow. Is that a deal? Everybody in on that?
Sure.
All right. Here we go, boys and girls. We've got it. We have agreement. 100% unanimous vote says let's wait till tomorrow to find out what Petraeus gets today. Everybody on board with that? 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
So
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi to everybody in Dayton and Albany and Fresno and Grand Rapids. This is Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Here for my interview, it was as though I'd been here before. I mean, we all have moments of deja vu, but this was ridiculous. It was almost as though I knew what was going to be around every corner.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast.
Jack Nicholson
is
78 today. LaVian Rose from the movie Something's Gotta Give. A couple of excerpts from some of his best movies. The first one was from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, from The Shining.
Oh, it was? What happened to the One Flew Over the... Did I miss that one?
I'm playing them out of order.
Now, why don't you play them in order so I don't sound stupid? Will you please?
I play them out of order so that we can get the best situation.
I want to know what it is that I don't recognize.
Here is clip one.
They was giving me 10,000 watts a day, you know. I'm hot to try. Next woman takes me, I'm going to light up like a pinball machine and pay off in silver dollars.
And here is clip three.
I ask you something. You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
The witches of Eastwick.
I really want to know. Or do you think it was just another minor mistake? Earthquakes,
Batman.
And here's clip four.
How would you stop it? I'll introduce them, please.
I'm definitely an excellent driver.
This town needs an enema.
This radio program needs an enema.
Someone needs an enema
more than anybody else. All right, this is the best one of any
of his lines. Play this next one, Richie.
I played them all.
Few good men. You did not.
I came up here for my interview.
Oh, that's not.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I didn't see clip 5, 6, and 7. Here you go.
You want answers?
Yeah.
I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Ah, that's so perfect. All right, anyway. Richie, play the last one from The Departed.
I'm sure by now you know. I got an informer in my outfit.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else find it amazing that he's made it to the age of 78?
Yeah. The way he lives, oof.
Yeah.
Man.
Doesn't take care of him. He's not the healthiest guy on the planet.
No. He would be up at, you know, there wasn't a clip here from the, what you call the list, the bucket list, which is also, speaking of that, one of the, I think one of his best later movies anyway. All right, so Chucker, reviewing the career of Jack Nicholson, what do you say is his best work?
My three would be Cuckoo's Nest, The Shining, and his role as the Joker in Batman.
Really?
Hey, listen, he's good in everything.
Yeah,
but,
he is.
But iconically, those are my three favorites.
Does he have a role that you did not like him in? I can't think of one.
Yeah, he's injured. He's always injured.
He's very good. All right, our video of the day. Richie, you going to do some commercials here or what? Or
nah, watch that now. Come on, what's this F1?
Let's not worry about this. Right. All right, so the video of the day today is basically it's one of these clever pieces of intertwining video. There have been a number of trailers over the last week or so for some of the big movies of the year. There have been plenty of people who have been having some fun with them. The video of the day today is actually quite a good one. Comes from a YouTuber from Iceland named Oscar. He's combined a scene from Interstellar with a new Star Wars trailer. So it looks like Matthew McConaughey is watching and reacting to the trailer. 8 million people have seen this already.
And that's not,
you can't play it because there's no real audio, but check out the video of the day. Chucker, you'll see it and you'll like it. All right. I didn't mean you will like it, but you'll like it. I'm sure you'll like it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so what do we have for movie news today?
I wanted to get to this story the other day, but the actor Judd Hirsch signed on.
But you couldn't get to it because I talked too much? Was that the reason you couldn't get to it?
That's one of the reasons, but not the only reason. I probably just slipped my mind. Actor Judd Hirsch signing on to return to the sequel to Independence Day. They've gotten most of the original cast back except for Will Smith.
He's out of his mind.
Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman, who's the president, Vivek A. Fox. So this sequel should feel very much like the original.
If Will Smith has any brains, he's going to sign on to this. All right, because it's going to be with the biggest, one of the biggest movies of whatever year. It's coming out next year, right?
It's coming out, I believe 2016, yep.
Right. That would be one of the biggest, I predict, one of the biggest movies of the year, and he's his dummy for not being in it. All right, what else?
There are not one, not two, but three different types of Robin Hood films currently in some sort of production. Warner Brothers announced yesterday they're going to produce a Robin Hood film. I guess the last two big Robin Hood films, 1990, Kevin Costner, Prince of Thieves, and then Russell Crowe played the character about 6 years ago. Scott film. Hasbro and Paramount announced that there will be a fifth Transformers movie for 2017. Mm. They also plan a shared universe, which means they're going to do a bunch of Transformer films.
Yeah, very
why? They can't even find one good script for one. They're going to do a bunch.
Robin Hood, riding through the Glen. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.